Transfer complete.
Hello and welcome to Subspace Transmissions, the podcast where two Trek fans step into the arena and tackle the best, worst, weirdest, wildest, and everything in between that Star Trek has to offer. I'm Cam Smith, and joining me on the bridge,
this is Tyler Orton, living life like Junie Lowry. Only real Star Trek fans get that reference, Cam.
And we have a very special episode this week, and because of that, we have two very special guests, Taylor Ramone and Carmen Cartunuto.
Hey.
Hello.
Guys, welcome back.
We've never had you both on the show at the exact same time. We are absolutely delighted to make this happen, and it's for a very fun podcast that we thought you guys would be very well suited for, too.
Yeah, this sounds like it's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's your funeral, having us both on at the same time. Let's see how it goes.
That said, Cam, what exactly are we doing?
We are going to recast Star Trek.
But with a twist.
That's right.
So essentially,
there's always a twist.
What we have going here is a draft. We are going to be pulling names of characters out of a bowl, and then we have a board right here in which we have all the actors. So as soon as you pull a character name out of the bowl, you have to cast based on what actor is left here on the big board. We're only going with people that appear in the main credits of the TV series. So that means no movies. We get to kind of forget about the Kelvin verse because that can introduce complications as well.
And sorry, Philip Anglim.
It's gutting that we can't have one Vedic Barayal included in this. But no. The other thing that I should point out, Michelle Yeoh, while kind of a special guest star, she does have an appearance in the main credits that we see every week whenever she's on. So that's why we're including her. So it's amazingly enough, we get to an even 50 number of actors have appeared in the main credits for Star Trek across all the TV series, not counting, I guess, the animated. But we're going to have a fun one. Essentially, what we'll do is I'm going to kick it off, and then we'll go in a clockwise circle, and then we'll just go and I'll get it going here. But I'm going to draw the first name here. And I have one Sulu. So I need to cast an actor, and we're not kind of doing a racial or gender conformist sort of casting here. It's just we need to pick actors that we think could be a lot of fun playing this character or really embody this character in a way that would be great. So for Sulu, I think I would love to see Doug Jones in the role of Sulu moving forward.
What is it about this match that you like?
Well, let's keep in mind we have 50 people to go through,
sure.
So we can't do that with every single one. But I think Doug Jones is such a chameleon in like all the roles that he does. And just seeing him fit into that uniform with him on the console there, I just think that he totally can capture kind of the Sulu embodiment. And I'd love to see him, you know, with a sword in hand, just flying down the hallway. So I'm happy with my Doug Jones is the next Sulu. I'm going to mark that here on the board right now. And as we go here, I'm just going to mark down that Tyler has Doug Jones as Sulu. So next one up is Carmen Cartunuto.
Ooh.
Go to the bowl here.
I'm going to reach down into the bottom. I'm going to pull out Torres.
So Carmen, who out of everybody here on the board, who do you think seems kind of like a B'Elanna Torres to you? Amongst the actors.
Yeah, B'Elanna Torres, very hot-headed, very sure of herself. I'm going to say... Oh, this is a good one. I was looking at Voyager, and I was just imagining Garrett Wang as... like
I would love him as Torres.
Yeah.
I think he might be going on the right
path. All
right,
yeah, you know what? There's a reason that stuck out in me. I'm going to say Garrett Wang.
I was thinking along the same lines, just in the sense of picking someone who didn't get really cool things to do on the show.
Yeah.
To give them a character with some fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's a lot of characters who got, you know, kind of boring, stiff roles.
I will admit, through watching Voyager, the Harry Kim-centric episodes were a little bit of a slog for me. But
yeah.
You're not a non-sequitur man?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, Taylor, you are next here.
Oh, Riker.
Oh,
there's so many possibilities here.
There's so many really good possibilities. Who could do the best, like, backwards chair scene, I feel like? You know what I think would be really good for this? Terry Farrell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she played off when she did Dax. She played off the, like, Like, she has that, like, bravados almost from, like, you know, when she was a male Dax. So I think she would be a really good Riker.
I think that's genius.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Jonathan Frakes is crying right now that somebody would call him old man.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
I wasn't calling him old man, but okay.
No. Excellent. Okay, Cameron, you are next, sir.
Yes. Okay, so I have Burnham. Oh, this is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Who has kind of that ability to kind of channel that conflict? You know who I think would actually be really interesting in this role? Would be Nicole DeBoer. Because she has that kind of ingenue kind of feel, but there's also that strength of the Dax character we see that comes out during the wartime, during the Dominion War. I would like to see that because I think she would be really fun.
Alrighty, guys. I'm going to take it away next. I have one Tuvok. So I need to think of kind of a very stoic character who could really kind of give us a lot of gravitas.
Philip Anglim's not there, Tyler.
No, that's why I'm so bummed out at this point. I think for whatever reason, I don't want to let Anthony Rapp go too late. I can totally picture Anthony Rapp.
It's a very can you
stoic Tuvok security guard. Like, that would be fun. He would bring something to Tuvok that I don't think we often get here with this character.
I sure. Yeah. I'm trying to now imagine Tim Russ doing Rent songs.
Well, look, we all get to vote on who has the best cast by the end of it. So, you know.
Okay. No, I think that's an interesting choice. It's definitely outside the box casting, which, hey, it got us Carl Urban in the 2009 Star Trek. So it does work. You never know.
Speaking outside the box, this is an awkward segue to Carmen.
Yeah. Should have been outside the bowl.
Outside the bowl. A Saru.
Interesting.
Oh. Okay.
Nicole DeBoer is already off.
Nicole DeBoer is off. Brent Spiner.
Okay. Yeah.
Brent Spiner.
You definitely want someone who has like physical abilities that can kind of do to, you know, chameleon-like physical traits.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Alrighty, Taylor.
Malcolm Reed.
Oh, so an explosion of charisma is what you're thinking.
You know who I'm going to pick for this? Colomini.
You know what? At first, when you said Colum, I'm like, and then as soon as you finished the word Meanie, I'm like, nope, I can see this.
Yeah.
You know, look at his intensity and like Con Air.
Yeah.
I can totally buy this.
He's got the intensity. He's got the, you know... He's done a sort of grizzled war hero before.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Let's hear who you have next.
Jake Sisko.
Oh, wow.
Well, this is interesting. You know, I wish we'd picked Sisko already, because then I could really match the two actors together. But I guess we're going to start from Jake Sisko down.
It's going to be interesting who his father ends up being.
Yeah. Now I've got to think kind of younger, I think, because you want someone who's maybe going to grow with the role.
But you're kind of limited with like the number of like young actors here.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do a gender swap on this one and get Jennifer Leon.
Okay. I like that.
You know,
that.
A young Kes.
Yeah.
You know, she could definitely do that type of role really well. And we saw Kes mature quite a bit in like 3 seasons. So she could do wonders with Jake Sisko. Maybe Jacqueline Sisko now.
I dig.
Yeah.
I dig.
Yeah.
I hope she has lots of insights into writing with a muse.
Mm.
One of my favorite episodes of Deep Space Nine. Okay. I'm picking from the bowl, and I've got one Dr. Crusher. So I get to start with the parent, and then whoever has one, Will Wheaton, or I guess whoever has one Wesley's, I was going to call him Wesley Sisko, one Wesley Crusher is going to have to, I guess, take a cue from me. But, like, who really could hit it out of the ballpark with, you know what? I'm thinking I got to go with somebody from Discovery at this point. I would love to see Michelle Yeoh as a Dr. Crusher character, just like working with, say, a Picard, having a lot of chemistry with whoever ends up being Picard. I'm going to have a lot of fun with Michelle Yeoh.
Not only that, she played like a real mother figure as Georgiou in the first couple episodes of Discovery.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see her in that type of role. Alrighty. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm looking forward to when we get further down the board and people are just groaning because we're like stuck with nothing but bad matches.
I'm excited for that. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's going to be the best part. But
alrighty, this is Carmen.
Pike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Originally played by Anson Mount, and by originally, I mean recently recast.
See, Anson Mount's a time traveler, as we all know.
Mm. Well, he is ageless.
Yeah. He's beautiful.
Well, there's an obvious one, I think, here.
Ethan Phillips?
Oh, no. Actually, you know, I have a lot of respect for Ethan Phillips, even if his characters that he played is sometimes, you know, everyone knows. I'm going to go with Jonathan Frakes.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm going to take Jonathan Frakes.
I'm kind of in love with this pick, Carmen. Yeah.
Now, here's the question for you, Carmen. Is it like season one Riker? Like, I mean, Frakes without the beard? Or is it with the beard?
It's with the beard.
With the beard. Yeah, very interesting.
It lends a bit of gravitas and long toothedness to the character. Pike.
Actors love it when you use that term to describe them.
So first old man, now long toothedness. Poor Frakes.
Oh. So I have Travis Mayweather.
Okay. So many personality traits you really got to take into account.
Yeah,
there.
He was a very well-rounded character. Ooh, boy. Oh, jeez. This is a tough one because it's a character that it's not like you connect with a lot or care about.
What are you talking about, Taylor?
I mean, other than the Mirror Universe, he's kind of hard to define.
Yes. Yeah. So it would have to be another, I don't know. I feel like anybody, I don't want to insult any of these actors.
They've heard
they
worse.
Listening?
Yeah, they're definitely listening right now.
Oh, you started with old man.
Yeah. You know what? Let's do Shahzad Latif.
Okay.
I feel like he could actually bring a lot more complexity to the Travis Mayweather character. Well,
he was great as Voke. Yeah. I just don't think he's been given a lot of great material for Ash Tyler.
Mm-hmm. No, he always seemed exasperated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's and a good term, yeah.
Yeah. As any of his characters on Discovery. So giving him a role that he can kind of relax in. Yeah.
He can definitely relax.
Yeah.
So far, the Discovery cast is proving quite popular amongst us millennials here.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Good job, CBS.
I didn't want to pick Dominic Keating because I like changing roles on Enterprise. I'm trying to avoid picking people from their own. That's my strategy. But, you know, I don't know. It's a free-for-all.
Okay.
All
right, Cameron. So it's my turn now. I have Tasha Yar.
Oh.
Okay, now this is a really good opportunity role.
Oh, I've got one. I know who I would pick, but I don't want to influence you at all.
Yeah, because, like, you know, the obvious pick just looking at it is, like, say, like Roxanne Dawson. But I'm like, I want to go outside the box and give an actress this type of role who doesn't necessarily get to do this kind of stuff. And, you know who I'm going to give it to? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to Gates McFadden. And I'll tell you why. Yeah. It's because she talked so much about when they shot Cupid, how, you know, the women were throwing pots. And she's like, we took stage combat. Like, I've done stage combat. I've never gotten to see Crusher do that stuff much other than Insurrection. So I want to see her in like a strong security role.
Yeah.
Alrighty, my turn. And I have got one Jadzia Dax. This is a character who's very dynamic, lends herself to kind of these otherworldly sorts of experiences. I think, look, I'm looking at this cast list here and I'm seeing nobody has gone for the original series yet. And I think Nichelle Nichols playing one Jadzia Dax would be a hoot. I think she could just bring this gravitas to role. I could see her being called the old man and her going with it.
We could even get a musical episode.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, we're back to Carmen.
Ooh, I'm going to grab this one. Kira. Major Kira. Ooh.
You're in a similar place as I was with the R.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. All right, so Major Kira has always been very, like, headstrong and tough. I'm going to... Oh, you know what? I'm going to switch this up and go with Michael Dorn.
Oh, okay.
Both could fight. Michael Dorn... Like, Worf never had that sort of guerrilla aspect about him that Kira does. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Michael Dorn. I think Michael Dorn can do a very strong character,
and he can play like tormented and kind of stuck between two situations really well.
Yeah.
I think that's a good choice. Yeah.
The only disappointment though is Terry Farrell has great chemistry with him, but she's off the board, which means she cannot be Odo moving forward. So Taylor, we're over to you now. And I'll also point out, I did not include Michael Dorn twice, even though he played Worf on both TNG and DS9. Yeah.
I have Tilly.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Now, you obviously want someone with a flair for comedy. So, you know, Anthony Montgomery's available, Dominic Keating.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give this to somebody who could have flexed their comedy muscles a little bit more. I'm going to give this to Will Wheaton.
Oh, that's a really interesting choice.
Yeah, I could see Will Wheaton being...
Yeah, if he was a little bit more funny, like, I mean, if they'd done, like... I feel like, you know, in the early seasons, they have him as this prodigy, and he's not really... If they made him funny, like, in an awkward way, I think it really could have worked. So I think he would make a great Tilly, you know.
Fans may have loved him more.
Yeah.
I'm kind of feeling this pick. That's a good one there. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cameron, you're up next.
Okay. Trip Tucker. Who likes some pecan pie? Oh, boy.
Catfish.
Yeah. you know...
And don't forget sometimes toxic masculinity, too.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of who I would be, like, overjoyed to hear doing, like, a Georgian accent.
Well, DeForest Kelly is the way too obvious choice, right?
Yeah, that's way too obvious. And you want someone who's kind of, like, that kind of young man energy, or in this case, it could be young woman.
George Takei staring right at you there.
I know that, like, he would be George accent, George Takei. That would be that'd be really funny. You know what? I actually think that Wilson Cruz could be really interesting in this role.
Really?
It's outside the box.
Okay.
Totally.
It's subverting expectations.
Exactly.
Right there,
and that's what I want to do. But, like, there's I don't know. There's a real sense of, like, optimism and kind of purity to the character of, like, Dr. Culber through Wilson Cruz. And that's what Trip Tucker had at the start.
Yeah.
So I want to see that get broken down.
I've got Janeway. I am delighted.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I think I already know what I want to do.
Okay.
I'm thinking about, like, really strong characters that can be leaders as well, really take everything on their shoulder, and really inspire people at times, too. And I think, for me, I'm going with Na Visitor. I am so excited to have Na Visitor play Janeway.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's starting to really show where our more favorite, you know, of the franchises seem to be.
Yeah.
Sorry, Enterprise.
Speaking of favorites, I got my favorite character right here.
Okay.
Neelix.
Who would be Neelix?
Who would be Neelix? Oh, you know what?
I know a good one, but...
I'm going to choose James Doohan as
Neelix. Oh, that's an excellent choice.
Because I think James Doohan can do... I think he can do any voice in the universe.
I'm thinking of the character of Bem from the animated series, that character. Like, that's totally right up that alley. And he would do something interesting with the voice, for sure.
Exactly. And he seems like an actor who can really develop a character. I think a lot of Scotty was James Doohan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, it'd be a refreshing take on Neelix.
Yeah, no, there's no Neelix purists out there who are going to be angry if it's not close enough.
All righty. Taylor, you're up next.
Odo.
Ooh.
So who is playing Kira? Because that's what I was wondering about, kind of the chemistry that we're going to have.
Michael Dorn.
Okay, so Michael Dorn and Odo. That's going to be interesting.
Hmm.
But you know what? Go with who you think Odo is, you know.
You know who could be really interesting as Odo would be Jolene Blaylock.
Okay.
Because there's a certain stoicism to her as well.
Yeah.
And she comes out of her shell as the series goes on, very much like Odo. Mm-hmm. I like that. We finally have our first Enterprise cast member off the board here. Yep.
Yeah, we've got...
Well, I'm looking at that Scott Bakula, and I'm just like, oof. Where would I put that Scott Bakula? Everywhere.
I have an idea. I don't know what Tyler's included in this list, but I have a character for Scott Bakula.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, let's hope that you get the chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see who I got here. And I have Giorgio. Oh, I mean...
Now, are you thinking Prime Giorgio or Mere Giorgio?
They got to do both, I feel like. If you're casting the actor, they have to do both.
They have to be able to...
So you got
to
have that. Yeah, that sort of duality to the performance, which I'm like, who would be really fun? And who can be inspiring but also kind of fearsome? I mean, Patrick Stewart's performance in Masterminds would lead you to believe he'd be a really good Mirror Universe villain.
Yeah. Did he have a mustache in that?
He should have. I think he did, actually. Yeah, I think you're right. Do I take the obvious? You know what? I'm going to take obvious in one hand, and I'm going to take Kate Mulgrew.
That's what I was thinking.
It's obvious for the Prime, but we never got to see Kate Mulgrew do, like, a Mirror Universe character, and I think she would be amazing.
Bride of Chaotica?
That's true. Bride of Chaotica, yeah, but there's not a lot of nuance to that character, and I would love to see her do what Michelle Yeoh has gotten to do with Mirror Universe, JoJo.
I love Kate Mulgrew. I think she'd be good.
I've got Culber here, so this is going to be an interesting one. who's kind of that very, you know, soothing sort of person who actually has some good bedside manner? Doesn't have to be a doctor sort of character, but I'm wondering if... So I've got one. It might be a little outside the box, but I think Armin Shimmerman could...
Oh my God.
...be a great kind of a doctor character here. So he's not doing Quark here.
Sure.
He's doing Dr. Culber. Right. So I believe he's got, like, a lot of, you know, range as an actor. I've seen him in Buffy as the principal. So
sure.
I'm down for one Armin Shimmerman to play Dr. Hugh Culber.
Wow.
I just want to see him with a giant beard in the Spore universe.
Alrighty, we're going over to Carmen now.
Ooh, give me something good. What do we got? Paris.
So who's the next biggest bad boy of Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sirach Lofton's still on there. No. All right, Paris. He was a flyboy.
Yeah.
That's actually... I often comment that if I was Janeway, I would have shoved Paris out an airlock early on.
Right.
Yes, we have discussions about this around the.
Oh yeah, that's our home life. Oh man.
Yeah, we're getting down the wire for kind of obvious picks for him.
I'm gonna throw Dominic Keating in the role of Paris.
You're the first one to throw that man a bone in a long time.
Yeah, I think. It's definitely just a shuffling around the bridge roles. He goes from weapons master to pilot. But I think giving that actor a less stoic job, more of a freewheeling role.
Anyone knows playing the bad boy, it's Dominic Keating.
Yes.
All right, I take full responsibility for any letters you get about this.
Cam's being serious. You go to a Star Trek convention.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Already.
That's
Taylor.
All we'll say is oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have Hoshi Sato. Who do I think? You know what? Let's go with Denise Crosby for Hoshi Sato.
Okay, that's an interesting pick. I think like Denise Crosby. Like, she actually, didn't she originally, like, audition for Troy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was kind of doing something, like, a little bit different, where I think she could have done, like, a Hoshi Sato-esque sort of role, too. So, mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by that.
Like, I like that she kicks butt, but I feel like, you know, I think Hoshi could have been a much cooler character. Because I seriously love the idea of what a xenolinguist was.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I studied linguistics in school, and the idea of one day, like, I have a degree in linguistics, and then one day growing up and, you know, studying alien languages, that's so great, but she's such a wet blanket. So I feel like Denise Crosby could hopefully bring some more life into that character.
And hey, Denise Crosby will get 4 seasons instead of just 1.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so I have... Julian Bashir. So who could be really annoying for like 2 seasons and then become really cool? I'm trying to think who's like the young man kind of shoots off at the mouth a lot.
Wet behind the ears at
first. Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely low on those on the board, so I may have to get a little more creative. You know what? This one's kind of obvious, but it's also kind of fun. And I would love to see a genetically enhanced Mary Wiseman by the time we get later down the road.
No, that's a good pick, though.
Yeah, because you think she definitely has that awkwardness she can do up front where she's kind of faking confidence. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really, really cool to see. And I think fans would love her out of the gate as opposed to Bashir, who people didn't like for quite a while.
Yeah, Bashir really grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? People hate on Bashir in the early seasons. I didn't find him as annoying as a lot of people did. That's just me.
So Tyler's picking, and he has picked one Miles O'Brien. Mm. Oh, this is a fun one, because there's a lot of people left. That, who's kind of the everyman?
That not is sort Anson of Mountain, that's for sure.
No. A lot more than that. You know what? If we're thinking about like a typical everyman, I might lean towards, you know, Connor Trinneer seems like an obvious pick, but I think there's somebody else in that cast who's also very dynamic, who I can kind of picture as a family man. We've seen him in other sorts of roles in other TV shows.
Oh.
I'm going with John Billingsley one Miles O'Brien.
That's a really good pick.
Yeah.
And also a similarly diverse body of work as Colmeany as well in real life. Yeah.
We are now back over to Carmen. Carmen, okay. Make your pick, sir.
Let's grab this one. No, this one. Scotty.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now, they're teeing you up here for, like, such a dynamic, iconic character. The pressure is on.
Mm-hmm. Pressure is on.
It's tough with some of the real icons, too.
Yeah, yeah it is. I'm going to go with Ethan Phillips for Scott.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, with a mustache or without?
I really thought I had... with. Yeah.
Mustache Scotty.
Yeah.
Ethan Phillips... I buy that. I can picture that in my head right now.
So more like the older Uncle Scotty.
Yes, exactly. Right, right.
I can definitely see Ethan Phillips carrying like the charred corpse of his nephew onto the bridge. You know.
So did you pick, like, was that a switcheroo between James Doohan and Ethan Phillips? Because did you pick him for Neelix?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've got some association with those two, I guess.
Yep. Well, okay.
Wow.
Taylor, over to you, miss.
This says a lot about me.
Oh, God. Ooh, I got Ash Tyler. Oh.
So much to work with.
Yeah.
Huh.
Somebody who's always exasperated. He's kind of got, like, puppy dog eyes, you know.
And who do we have as Burnham at this point? Do we have anyone?
No Burnham.
No.
No, didn't I pick a Burnham?
Oh, you did.
Oh, okay. Let me go through, because we are going to recap this at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's more to inform, you know, Taylor's choice.
You have a Nicole DeBoer.
That's right, yeah.
As Burnham.
Oh, interesting, yeah. Interesting, yeah.
Unfortunately, Armin Shimerman is already off the
yeah,
board.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What about Sidi Gelfadil?
Oh.
I can buy that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Cameron, we're over to you, sir.
Yes, okay. So I have Dr. Phlox. Well, Ethan Phillips is off the board, as is Jimmy Doohan.
Phlox would have been a great one for Ethan Phillips. I could totally picture that.
Yeah, so like, I want an actor who can do something kind of weird, who's not afraid to do something strange. So I'm going to take a heavy hitter in this one. I'm going to go for Avery Brooks.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I just think Avery Brooks, if he throws himself into a performance, it's all there. And I want to see what Avery Brooks does as Phlox. I want to see him diagnosing patients and giving that bedside manner.
That smile yes. on Avery Brooks? Okay. I like that. Cam, props to you.
Thank you. Plus, he's used to makeup after doing Apocalypse Rising.
That one episode.
That one episode. Yeah.
Could you imagine him doing four seasons?
Nope.
Under
he'd have quit after season one.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Tyler. And I have picked Kes. Okay, so it's somebody who we meet her at about age 2, I think. So it removes a number of possibilities. But who would make somebody... Oh, you know what? I don't know if I want... Oh, okay, it might seem a little bit obvious like based on who we have left. But I think Sonequa Martin-Green could make a good Kes. Like,
yeah.
She's somebody
yeah,
who's trying to learn to come into her own. And by the time we get to the end of her journey... Well, not the very end, but towards the end of season 3 of Kes's journey, he was somebody that I was really behind, and I think SMG's done a lot to really get us more invested in her overall journey. So I'm digging that. SMG as Kes.
Okay.
Alrighty. So we're going to go over to Carmen once again.
Okay. This is exciting. Wesley.
Wesley.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of jealous that you got to pull Wesley. And yeah. Who is his mom? Let me take a look at the board here, because I believe we've cast Dr. Crusher as Michelle Yeoh is playing Dr. Crusher.
Yeah.
So who would have kind of like a good sort of mother-child relationship?
Now, I know we're doing we're not considering race in terms of the recasting,
right?
But in terms of character relationships, is that a factor, do you think?
I don't know.
It's okay. Up to you, really.
Yeah.
You're the casting agent.
Yeah, I am the casting agent. That's right. Okay, let me think of Wesley.
Tim Russ is still available.
I want to save something good for Tim Russ.
Do you?
If I ever get to... Yeah.
So I would pick somebody younger. So there's a few young people-ish still
there
on
is.
The board.
Let's go with Ciroc Lofton.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a pretty easy one, just transferring one kid to another.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Ciroc.
I dig. Taylor. It is now Taylor's turn. She's just going through the bowl. She is going to draft whom now?
Harry Kim.
Oh, nice.
No, William Shatner. Just kidding. you know what? I really don't want to give this to somebody who I feel like could do more. Because, like, you know, there's so many heavy hitters left on the board. There's, you know, most of the original series cast. There's Marina Sirtis, LeVar Burton, et cetera. Renee Auberjonois. Carrie Kim is not a good fit. So let's pick Anthony Montgomery.
Okay.
Anthony Montgomery. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a fair one.
That's a pretty much a lateral move for Montgomery, I think.
Sorry, Anthony Montgomery. I'm sure you're a lovely human being. They could have done more with your character.
What was Harry Kim's instrument again? Was it the French horn?
Clarinet.
Clarinet.
Oh, yeah. No, Riker was a saxophone. French horn. Oof.
So for the record, Anthony Montgomery is no longer available, but Patrick Stewart is, for anybody who wants to cast somebody in Star Trek. Over to you, Cam.
Okay. Let's see. Who have I got? Ezri Dax. Okay. So you want someone who's maybe not the most confident with themselves, that, you know, but is going to grow into it during battle. Yay. Okay, let's see. There's a couple that jump to mind here. But I think, you know what, I'm going to give it to Linda Park because I would actually like to see her get more to do. Taylor, you know, you mentioned earlier, like, Hoshi was often ignored. I would like to see Linda Park grappling with these, you know, different identities and having the relationship with Worf.
And I think that Ezri role better serves Linda Park, too. Like, I think she'll have a lot more to dive into than maybe what she got with Hoshi Sato over four seasons. Because, unfortunately, we got storylines of Hoshi being kidnapped by a creepy man. Like, that's kind of the unfortunate stuff.
Plus, not only that, but, you know, from the non-canon stuff, Ezri goes on to become a captain, right? And we got to see, like, that could be really cool for Linda Park because in the Mirror Universe, she's the Empress, right? Yeah. So we get to see her in her role of leadership. I think that'd be really fun.
I like that. Ooh, I've got Spock.
Is this the biggest one? That and Picard are probably the biggest.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about like who would be able to just kind of capture this stoicism. I've used the word stoicism quite a bit, you know, so...
I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand with the Vulcan characters,
and most Star Trek characters.
Yeah, and I was alluding to this, and Patrick Stewart's still on there. I can picture Patrick Stewart throwing on, you know, the pointy ears and a Vulcan toupee.
Are you talking about the two-parter?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's a Romulan?
Yeah, exactly. We've seen him in the makeup before.
Yeah.
But I think Patrick Stewart's going to be able to bring the gravitas necessary to pull off the Spock role. So I'm going Spock... as played by Patrick Stewart.
Ooh, interesting.
Alrighty, we're over to one Carmen now. There you go, sir.
And I have Lorca.
Ooh, this is a cool one.
You know what? There's somebody up there that I think would be a fun Lorca. But you have so many awesome options there.
I do. Like,
there's a couple cool ones. Both like straightforward casting and also like going kind of a little unconventional.
Yeah. I'm jealous. You got Wesley too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did get Wesley.
Yeah, you're pulling in some good names here at Carmen.
Yeah. I'm gonna put William Shatner in this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what is it about Shatner?
I think Shatner can be very very charming.
Sure.
And sort of just like Lorca, make people want to be in their favor, be in their good graces.
And we also know there's a dark side.
And there's a dark side.
Barbarian Kirk in Mirror Mirror.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I dig. Okay. Now we're over to Taylor.
Ooh, I have Benjamin Sisko.
Who's playing Jake? Because that's another important relationship. And so
that's Jennifer Leigh.
Jennifer Leigh.
Obviously, Tyler.
Yeah. So, but you know, you've got like so many powerhouse actors, like actresses that could take on like that role and really kind of bring something to it.
My natural inclination, for whatever reason, was Anson Mount.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can picture him as Jennifer Leigh's father.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I was thinking, like a good pairing. Yeah.
Okay.
Anson Mount's like, how dare you? We're contemporaries.
All right, Cameron.
Okay, let's see. Picard. Mm. Oh, boy. This is tough. Like, who can play the most multidimensional Star Trek character in existence? So you want someone who's, like, tour de force actor. And Robert Beltran is obviously the one that jumps the line first. Boy.
I think there's a couple on this list that I would still...
Yeah. You know, there's one I'm really, really tempted by. It's too obvious to swap like Patrick Stewart and Leonard Nimoy, so I'm not going to do that. I think Leonard Nimoy could be really good as Picard. But, I think I'm going to go with one a little edgier. I'm gonna go with Jason Isaacs.
I like that
because
like
he has that like kind of dark edge. You could buy the younger Picard, who's more reckless and a little bit dangerous.
Yeah,
but I would love to see Jason Isaacs play a character who is more of that dignified elder statesman, which usually he doesn't get to do because he's always playing villains. So I think that'd be really interesting.
Okay. Well, we're getting in the home stretch, and I want to assure listeners we're going to recap everybody's cast, and then we're going to objectively determine who is the best casting agent amongst the four of us here. So it's going to be fun. So I'm going to dive in into this next round here, and I have picked – oh, I've got Geordi LaForge. And unfortunately, LeVar Burton, I can't pick him because he'd be the obvious one. But who's kind of like a guy who's saying lines like "woo-wee" in season one?
Obviously, Leonard Nimoy.
Woo-wee! I've got one that's a little outside the box, and I want everybody to have an open mind. If you think about what Rene Aubergeron could bring to kind of like somebody who starts off like a little wet behind the ears, but he becomes more of a stern kind of like kind of grouchy figure towards the end, because Geordi is a surprisingly grouchy character as we get to know him throughout the course of the series. I think Rene Aubergeron as Geordi LaForge, Cam is smirking. It's almost a sneer to a certain degree.
Like, woo-wee! Woo-wee!
He'll do it more sarcastically, where you're like, oh, yeah. And you know what? Geordi is a little surly.
Yeah.
So I can definitely line those two up. It makes sense.
Like a young Rene Aubergeron?
From MASH.
From MASH.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe King Kong. You know, everyone knows him from that.
Yeah.
Really obvious.
Well, we were at a convention, and I think you asked him about King Kong, and he said that you were the first person to ever ask him about that.
Yeah.
And this is a man who's been to how many hundreds of conventions in his life?
And like, he talked a lot about King Kong.
Yeah, he's still friends with Jeff Bridges to this day, which is cool to hear.
Yeah,
so.
He thought he was in a comedy, and it wasn't.
Yeah. Alrighty, we're going to go over to Carmen.
Ooh, right.
So, and I also want to let people know, we're going to play it by ear here, but so there's 50... characters, 50 actors, but if you divide 50 by 4, it doesn't quite work out math-wise, but we'll still have fun with it. We'll go through all the names, and we'll just see who ends up with those at the very end.
Right.
So, okay, so Carmen, who have you pulled?
I drew easily one of my favorite characters of all time, Quark.
Oh, nice.
And it's jumping out at me. Robert Picardo as Quark.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I would like to see him in Frangie makeup. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Hey, there's still opportunities.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah, like Star Trek Picard Renegades. Alrighty. We're going to go over to Taylor.
Chekhov.
Oh, okay. Mm. Are we sticking with the boy genius theme? Yeah. It's very Kelvinverse, and we're not including the Kelvinverse.
Or is
but...
he kind of the sex appeal? It's the 1960s.
Sure.
Is,
yeah.
He was like, he was meant to catch all the ladies' eyes in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
All the teens would think he was the boss.
If we're going with that, let's go with Jeri Ryan.
Okay.
Oh, I can buy her doing the Russian accent and being like, in Soviet Russia. Oh, no, wait, that's... no.
Yakov Smirnoff.
It's Soviet Russia. Enterprise drives you. I just think if we're going for both either boy genius and or sex appeal, somehow you're mashing kinda, those two together,
wow.
You get Jeri Ryan.
You're capturing both right there.
Yeah,
That's good. Okay, Cameron.
Okay. Let's see. I have 7 of 9.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to fill out that cat suit? Let's see. I mean, Anson Mount's off the table, so I can't pick that one, unfortunately. And I think a lot of people would like Anson Mount.
Me for one, 100%.
Oh, boy.
Carmen agrees. Carmen would like to see him in a cat suit as well.
Yeah. This is tough. I mean, Nimoy would be something else.
Yeah.
And you know what? I am going to go with Nimoy.
Yeah.
And it's not because of Star Trek. It's actually going to go because of his performance in the second version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where they really use his sort of logical skills to sell you, like, is this character a pod person? And with 7 of 9, you're always like, is it more machine or is it more like cyborg or is it more human? So I want to see Nimoy.
At what age is Nimoy stepping into the cat suit? Is this
any
like
age?
Star Trek Into Darkness Nimoy, or is this like The Cage Nimoy?
I'll take any Nimoy. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm thinking the original series.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick, though. Like, yeah. I think like he brings kind of the gravitas that Seven of Nine has always had. And
plus, he's going to get all these showcase episodes.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Back to Tyler. And I have Dr. McCoy.
Mm.
So, you know what? We know the accents. We know that Connor Chenier can do sort of the accent. But we also know that Robert Duncan McNeil, as Paris, spent a lot of time in sickbay helping out the doctor.
Yeah.
But who really is kind of the Dr. McCoy that we have left? Do you know who I would like to see as, you know what, I think we know that Geordi LaForge was good at fixing machines.
Sure.
Can he fix humans? That's what I want to find out. And I think LeVar, just when I think about reading Rainbow, he has that ability to now, really talk about, you know, mint juleps. And
really? Does he?
I think so. I think he's a fun pick for when Dr. McCoy. So
now, have we haven't cast like Kirk yet, have we?
No.
No, not yet.
Have we cast Spock yet?
Yes. I cast Spock. Patrick Stewart is one
right.
Spock.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because, you know, Spock and McCoy were the mind and heart of
mm-hmm.
Kirk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Kirk was the...
The body.
The body.
Yeah. The vessel.
The vessel.
Alrighty, we're back over to Carmen.
Serving okay. us nothing but body, William Shatner.
Data.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I have Data. All right.
See, I really, when this was, I was thinking about this, who, I was like, oh, I love Data. Data is one of my favorite characters. Everybody's favorite character. I would have, personally, for me, I would have picked Rene Auberjonois.
Wasn't there a Star Trek actor who was up for the role?
Yeah, it was Eric Minyak, who played the Traveler.
Right.
One of Cam's favorite characters. So much so that you even made a music video and rap song. And people might think we're joking.
It's
Cam,
true.
Post a link to that on our blog.
Okay.
It's quite amazing.
Although the rap part is done by Samuel Clemens.
That's true.
This is a tough one to get left to near the end.
It is. Definitely not DeForest Kelly.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with George Takei.
I like that.
Yeah, you know
what?
I honed in on that one as well.
Yeah.
George Takei would love that role, too. He would, like, hit that out of the park.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm just thinking of the delivery of all the lines.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Being able to put a little bit of, like, soul into the machine. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he'd do well with that.
Plus, once he gets the emotion chip. Okay, who do you have?
Kirk!
One of the icons.
Bacula. Bacula.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I'm not going to even give any justification. I think
you don't need to.
He could in the Mirror Universe, he's very much like evil kind
sure.
of, you know, version of him, you know, himself. But I feel like he could do both.
He has a swagger there.
He's got the swag, man.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, like, yeah, he's a hit with the ladies. He's got the bod. I 100% vote Scott Bakula for Captain Kirk.
So, yeah, like Archer, the character can be a little stiff, but you can see when Bakula gets to do fun stuff, he totally has that Kirk. And mojo.
But I think you're totally right. I think the Mirror Universe episodes just totally prove what he can bring to that. So I'm down with that.
Okay, well, following up on yours, I got Jonathan Archer.
Mm.
So,
interesting.
Who can play kind of that all-American, straight arrow kind of type. Very right stuff.
Anson Mount's already taken.
Connor Turnier is so obvious, but no. I'm going to go... You know...
The first captain.
Yeah,
you know,
the first
to
captain.
Go to Warp 5.
You know who I'm going to give it to? I'm going to give it to Robert Beltran.
Okay.
Because, like, Robert Beltran, he's definitely stiff as Chakotay. But we also know Robert Beltran was always unhappy behind the scenes as to the way that his character was being written and what he got to do. So what happens when he's number one on the call sheet and he gets a little more, you know, authorial input over the show?
Does he get beaten up as much as Archer does?
No way.
No?
And so I want to see what Robert Beltran does with, like, one of the, you know, in the big chair.
I should say, we're towards the end of this run, but we still do have some good heavyweights left going forward. So I'm curious to see, as we draw further, it's going to be fun. There's still lots of fun left here. So I've got Chakotay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
who's going to look good in the tattoo?
Yeah, who can rock out the tattoo? There's some...
There's, like, no good picks for that, for that role. Oh, there's one. There's one appropriate one,
yeah,
I guess.
I think I got one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys are now putting a lot of pressure on
Mine's
me.
Mine's more of a sarcastic one, though, than a sincere choice.
Okay. Well, for me, like, kind of a sincere choice who I think would have a lot of good, you know, relationships with Janeway, you know, and have some back and forth. I think Tim Russ as one Chakotay could work here. So I'm going to go with Tim
Russ. That's who I was thinking more sarcastically. Who's a low energy
See, character. I was thinking Marina Sirtis because she has that sort of like, I feel like Chakotay's a lot of emotions, you know, and I feel like she did that so well.
She could bring more pizzazz, yeah. too.
Yeah. I was thinking Marina Sirtis, too. Okay.
Sirtis would have been really fun as Giorgio.
Yeah.
Mm, yes.
Worf.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh, man. Well,
let's see. When you're thinking of a warrior, you're thinking of like Robert Duncan McNeil, I think.
Prune juice.
DeForest Kelly. Total Worf.
None of these really make no. me wonder a good Worf.
No.
Well, there's one that's kind of an obvious choice, I guess.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Roxanne Dawson.
Yeah. We know she looks good in the prosthetics. Yep. Yeah. She can do the Klingon attitude.
I think she's a good casting.
And you know, I think she would be a more interesting Worf. You know, it's not fair. I liked Worf, but he was the total wet blanket.
Yeah.
And I think like she would be just a bit more interesting of a Worf.
There's a clip that we're reminded of this past week when, a couple weeks ago, Cam and I, we got to see the Deep Space Nine documentary, and there's this great clip between Worf and Jadzia where Worf announces on a runabout, "I was known to be quite amusing back on the Enterprise," and she responds, "That must have been a real dull ship."
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to Taylor.
I have Troy.
Okay.
Who would be a good Troy? No, let's give it Connor Trinneer.
I was thinking Connor Trinneer as well.
Mm-hmm. Put him in a cat suit. I like all these beefy hunks in cat suits. I mean, playing to their strengths.
But, you know, like, he does do the kind of the empathy well, especially in season 3. I can totally buy that. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So we're going over to Cameron now.
Yeah.
Okay. He was one of my favorite characters in Enterprise.
I dug him.
I could give it to him.
So I have Stamets. Who did we cast as Culber again?
Armin Shimmerman.
Please, DeForest Kelly. Please.
So
grumpy old men together.
Who would have a great kind of chemistry with Armin Shimmerman?
You know what? I'm taking your advice. DeForest Kelly. Yeah. I want those two brushing their teeth together and squabbling about the day, not having civil conversations, like yelling at each other.
DeForest Kelly plays the crank, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Two grumpy old gay men. I love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, we're getting into the home stretch here. We got a couple characters left, a couple actors left, and I have just pulled out the Hollow Doctor, so the holographic doctor. And,
Wow.
Yeah.
We have three names left.
Yeah.
Just to
So, yeah, I have the choice between Walter Koenig, Marina Sirtis, or Robert Duncan McNeil as a holographic doctor. I can't believe Marina Sirtis is still left here.
It's like she deserves a really juicy role.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
You know what? I think the Doctor had so many juicy roles during the run of Voyager. I think Marina Sirtis, like, I can picture her being, you know, kind of the prickly, operatic sort of person, like, that who really kind of captures, becomes one of the triumvirate by the end of it all. So, Marina Sirtis as the holographic Doctor from Voyager.
Yeah. The Fraser Crane of Voyager.
I mean, Marina Sirtis, when you see her at cons, is just, like, crazy funny and really witty, and she deserves more of a comedic showcase.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. T'Pol.
Armin Shimmerman is already taken.
Shimmerman's already taken.
For listeners out there, the only two choices left are Walter Koenig and Robert Duncan McNeil as T'Pol.
I guess.
Well,
yep.
That's
and Wilson Cruz is playing Trip Tucker, so kind of consider the chemistry that between the two.
Oh yeah. Well, Walter Koenig, it is. Rub gel all over yourself, Walter. Decompression gel, or whatever it was called.
Come on, it was just sparkles, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's really no choice left.
The last name
essentially
is Uhura, and it's being played by Robert Duncan McNeil.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad
that Robert Duncan McNeil is the last one picked.
Why do you think that is, though?
Okay, so Paris was kind of the bad boy, but I don't think there are that many more bad boys in Star Trek. So if you're looking at like what he did best, the bad boy role.
Yeah.
I think the only other choice, maybe I could have seen him as, say, Trip Tucker.
Yeah.
You know?
He has kind of like a smarmy side. Like, he doesn't really give it off in like a way you don't like on Voyager, but you could see how you could twist it just a little more and play someone really unbearable. So like maybe like a Lorca could have worked or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I think, you know what, surprisingly, I know it's the last pick, but I think it kind of works for her because, you know, like, because he does have that bad boy, but, you know, Nichelle Nichols was, she was a hero. She still had some attitude, and she still kicked butt with her fan dance. I want to see Robert Duncan McNeil do a fan dance.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
doesn't?
Yeah. Okay, we'll ask him at the convention. So, guys, what we'll do is I'm going to go person by person, and okay. I'm going to read who that person has, you know, and then I think what we need to walk away with, because there's so many people, is like, oh, I think, you know, Carmen or Taylor has a really strong, you know, list. And maybe somebody can try to make an argument about why they deserve to win here. So why don't I'll start with Carmen here. And playing one B'Elanna Torres is Garrett Wong. Playing one Saru is Brent Spiner. Playing one Pike, Frakes. Michael Dorn is playing Kira. Jimmy Doohan is playing Neelix. Dominic Keating is playing Tom Paris. Ethan Phillips is playing Scotty. Sirach Lofton is playing Wesley. And Shatner is playing Lorca. Robert Picardo is playing Quark. George Takei is playing Data. And we have one Worf, played by one Roxanne Dawson. So, yeah, it's a pretty solid.
There's some really strong picks there. Like Shatner as
Lorca?
Lorca is really fun. There's the Riker and, sorry, who played Riker?
Well, we have Frakes is Pike. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Frakes as Pike is like really good.
Roxanne Dawson as Worf would have been like, I would have watched the crap out of that show.
Yeah. I think, Carmen, you also benefited from drawing a lot of really good names.
So, yeah, I know. I almost feel a little guilty drawing so many good names. But I did.
If we decide you're Neelix. The winner, you know, we'll put an asterisk next to
it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, who was playing Neelix again?
Yeah, Jimmy Doohan.
That's
yeah.
genius. Like, James Doohan is so the perfect Neelix.
Yeah. So, Taylor, we're going to go through your cast list now. Mm-hmm. Playing Riker, you've cast Terry Farrell. Malcolm Reed, played by one Colm Meaney. Shahzad Latif is playing Travis Mayweather. Will Wheaton is playing Tilly. Jolene Blaylock is playing Odo. Denise Crosby, Ensign Hoshi Sato. Ash Tyler is played by Sadiq El-Fadil. Then we have Anthony Montgomery playing Harry Kim. We've got one Sisko is being played by Anson Mount. Then we have Jerry Ryan playing Chekhov. Scott Bakula is playing Kirk. Mm-hmm. And we have Connor Trinneer playing Troy. And we have, this is, I think, your best casting choice. Yeah, you have Robert Duncan McNeil playing Uhura.
So. Yep, definitely by choice, for sure.
I think what pops out to me, I really think the Will Wheaton playing Tilly is genius.
Yeah, that's really fun.
I think that's like that might be my favorite pick.
I mean, Bakula as Kirk is just really cool too. Just imagine, because Scott Bakula is so fun at conventions. He's so cool with the fans. He's,
unlike a certain other actor.
Yeah. So imagine a Kirk where like the actor was adored and adored the fans back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a world.
Come on, no love for my Terry Farrell Riker.
No, that's a really good one, too.
Anson Mount as Sisko, that's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
I think he could bring the, like, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, gravitas and stuff, but I really feel like he could bring that to that character. You know, you guys probably know the title of the episode where the Romulan senator gets blown up.
Oh, In the Pale Moonlight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine him doing In the Pale Moonlight.
Yeah.
That would have been an intense episode, but I'm here for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I should also go backwards. I think I may have missed Carmen, your last pick. It was Walter Koenig as T'Pol. So just a recap there for anybody that may have forgotten.
The best pick he made.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Karen, let's go to you. First pick, playing one, Michael Burnham. It's Nicole DeBoer. Jake Sisko is played by Jennifer Leon. Tasha Yar is played by Gates McFadden. We have Wilson Cruz playing Trip Tucker. We have Kate Mulgrew playing Giorgio. We have Mary Wiseman playing Bashir. That's an interesting one. We have Avery Brooks playing Phlox.
Chasing bats around the medical bay.
My slugs!
We have Linda Park playing Ezri Dax. We have Jason Isaacs playing Picard. We have Leonard Nimoy playing Seven of Nine. We have Robert Beltran playing Captain Archer. We have DeForest Kelly playing Stamets. So pretty interesting ones there. A lot of diversity with it.
I got to give Taylor credit, though, for the DeForest Kelly Stamets pick, because that was definitely, she came out of her mouth before mine.
It like warms my heart, the idea of these like two crotchety old men in like in love on a spaceship.
I can totally picture them.
Yeah.
Giving advice to Burnham about love, but yelling at each other while they do it.
Oh, shut up! I'm sick of you.
All right, so my picks here: one, Doug Jones is playing Sulu. Anthony Rapp playing Tuvok. Michelle Yeoh playing Dr. Crusher. Nichelle Nichols playing Jadzia Dax. We have Janeway as played by one Nanaw visitor. We have Armin Shimerman playing Culber. We have John Billingsley playing Miles O'Brien. We have Kes as played by Sinequa Martin-Green. We have Patrick Stewart playing Spock. We have Renee Bergeron playing Geordi LaForge. We have one LeVar Burton playing Dr. McCoy. We have one Tim Russ playing Chakotay. And we have one Marina Sirtis playing the holographic doctor from Star Trek Voyager. Mm-hmm. So I think my favorite pick here might be Patrick Stewart as Spock. And yeah. I do like John Billingsley as Miles O'Brien, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like the pick with Marina Sirtis playing the EMH.
Yeah.
I think she could bring it.
Oh, she could really bring it.
You know who I think she would have been better, though? And that's also your pick, was Bones. I think a Marina Sirtis Bones is incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the crank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the best, like, comedic lines. But she would be a blast.
You know what? Picture her being the id of the crew.
Right.
Like, that totally works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So I think the easiest thing, instead of trying to make a case for the winner right now, let's decide who we are going to take out of the running here. Is it going to be, it has to be majority vote. So is it going to be Tyler, Cam, Taylor, or Carmen? Who is not moving on to the next round? So no one here is too sensitive. We're not going to take it too personally.
Nope.
So,
I am. I've decided right now.
The casting agent job, you know, it's a cutthroat business.
Okay. Yep. So who has more of kind of a, who wants to be the first one to throw stones living in these glass homes here?
Who cast Armin Shimerman as?
That's one Tyler playing, Culber as played by one Armin Shimerman.
Like, it's, not it's, working it's for you? It's out there. It's like, it's definitely, but it's, I don't know. There's like, I really like Culber because he's sweet. In the beginning, he's like definitely sweet and kind. And but he's also kind of like, he's got a bit of a sex appeal thing.
And
maybe
what's the problem?
As you know, as great as he is, and he's definitely as sexy as he is.
You're definitely not on Armin Shimerman's Instagram.
I do love him as an actor. Don't get me wrong.
He's
just
got a
10
pack.
I feel like, oh my gosh. I feel like you could have done more with Armin Shimerman. Like, you could have put him, you know, a lot of other places to see him thrive. I think it's, like, not enough of a role for him.
Do we have other folks that want to take Tyler out of the running at this point?
That's the only one that really stuck out where I was like, ugh.
I'm not offended, you know. You know, look, you gotta, if you want some home runs, you gotta swing every once in a while.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he would have been a great EMH, too, I feel like.
I could buy that. Yeah.
Also, not EMH 2.
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick. Yeah, not that one. No.
The Tim Russ's Chakotay is like, to me, it's a little boring. It's like, let's trade one boring performance for another.
Okay. So, Carmen, are you gonna like?
Oh, am I gonna pull the trigger? Am I gonna be the?
Tyler's out of the running.
Who do you cast Renee as? Rene Auberjon?
Did I cast him? Yeah, he's Geordi LaForge.
The silence, the look on Carmen's face, the quietly contemplating the table.
I might have to swing the sword.
Okay.
There's an opening in catering.
Tyler's out of the running. I'm no longer a casting agent in Hollywood, giving up my dream here. So, Cam, Taylor, and Carmen, who are we thinking is more leaning towards not going forward here? Are there any questionable picks that jump out to me?
See, I mean, I feel like there's a bit of a disadvantage against you guys because we're always we're either going to be harder on each other or we're going to be give each other a bias.
But same with Tyler and Cam.
Oh, that's true. So. You guys truly love each other. I know.
We're like Armin Shimmerman and DeForest Kelly. Yeah.
I think that's the only way that that works. That's the only way I like that is if DeForest Kelly. That unfortunately was Cam's pick. I don't know, guys.
I also really like that you cast Sadiq El-Fadil as Ash Tyler.
But
yeah, that felt like
no,
a build-up.
Sorry, oh, okay. No, that's just me. That's just me putting a positive spin as opposed to Who did I choose for
the Terry Farrell as Riker is genius. The thing is, like, I feel like especially between you two, there's some really like genius ones. So like that's where I'm. It's like it's hard to make the argument of like, well, you should be booted out when some of them are like really good.
So if we've narrowed it down to like three strong contenders, do we want to vote on who we think might have the best cast?
I think that's probably the best.
Yeah. You're going to be the deciding vote.
Yeah, I'm out of the running.
Okay.
So you can't vote for yourself.
Yeah.
So Cam, I want you to tell me who you're voting for here between Carmen and Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. So I think in terms of like, I'm looking for the picks that just like jump off the page to me is like genius. And Taylor, you definitely have a few, but I think I've got to go with Carmen.
Ooh.
Just because like, there's a few there that I'm just like, I want to see that show. Like, I want to see the Jimmy Doohan Neelix. You know,
You're the only person who wants more Neelix.
the Lorca played by Shatner. Yeah. I really want to see that. Like, and even one like, you know, Garrett Wong as Torres, I'm just like, well, I've seen Garrett Wong at cons. That guy's hugely charismatic. What does he do with a character who's like a real like spark plug, you know, who's like giving off genuine energy? So I think I'm going to go with Carmen, I think, for mine. Yeah.
I was worried the Michael Dorn as Major Kira might have doomed me.
Yeah.
I glossed over that one a little more so.
So instead of going to Taylor, though, I think because Carmen already has one vote for him, why don't we throw it back to Carmen to announce who his preference is?
Yeah. You know, I might have to say Cam just because I really like Mulgrew as Giorgio and Avery Brooks as Phlox. Because you're right. There's so much that man is. He's like, I think you just give him any role and he'll be like, yes, I can play this.
It's the role I was born to
play.
Yeah,
he'll look at Phlox and he'll be like, indeed.
Imagine that episode, Dear Doctor, where he's just doing all the logs. Imagine Avery Brooks' logs. Well, I guess it would be like in the pale moonlight, but like that would just be incredible.
Yeah.
So now, Taylor, it's up to you to throw a vote towards one of these two gents.
Since I can't vote for myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with...
You know, what I'll do, I'm going to write down, if I have to kind of be a decider, I'm going to write down my pick, and then I will unfold it after
that.
Mm-hmm. See, there's some good ones here for both of you, and then there's some stinkers.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What are the stinkers to you that jump out? I think people at home like to hear
the stinkers more. The stinkers would be, I mean, you didn't have much choice in this, but Kananga's T'Pol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally.
I
will also concede Sirach as Wesley.
Yeah. Yeah. And Keating as Paris isn't great in my eyes.
Hey, no one knows this better than me.
Yeah. You know, I do really like some of the things that... Like, I like things from both these lists, so it's really, really, really hard. But I'm going to go with Carmen's.
Okay.
Because I like the idea of... I mean, Kira's Dorn, Frakes is Pike, yes. Scotty, TK is Data.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to...
Ricardo is Quark. That's just... Those are really great options there.
I'm going to reveal my pick here. It appears that Carmen has three votes for
nice. Him. So, yeah. Congratulations.
There you go. Okay.
You're going to get an ice cream later.
Yeah.
Yeah. My treat.
Which was it that, like, won you over, Tyler?
I think Frakes and as Pike. I just think that was very genius. Like, they kind of... You get behind those two characters.
Yeah. I thought the Neelix one was genius, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us on our, second ever draft, but a draft of this sort.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. This was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think on that note, our assignment is complete. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, we want to hear from you. Jump on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/subspacepod. Let us know what some of your casting choices would be and which ones you thought were genius or, you know, Not so genius. So, Tyler, what are we doing next time?
Cam, we are doing a summary of our rankings of every single Deep Space Nine two-parter that has aired. We actually kind of missed out on doing this one. We did it with Star Trek TNG after we wrapped up our reviews of all the two-part episodes there. Can't wait to do it for Deep Space Nine. This will be like a great one, too.
I blame the fact we had to jockey between DS9 and Voyager.
We kind of lost track, you know? But guys, everyone's going to enjoy this.
Cool. You can, of course, find us on the Twitter. I'm at Cam, V as in visitor, comma, Nana, as Kirk in my world, Smith.
You can find me at Reportin, that's R-E-P-O-R-T-O-N, N as in Nana visitor should be the next Hugh Culber after Armin Shimmerman.
Okay, and what about Taylor and Carmen?
I've actually changed my social media presence. I've re-geared it to focus mostly on tabletop games, so my Twitter and Instagram is onarollgames. That's role as in Robert Picardo.
Oh. I'm Taylor Ramon, and you can find me at Pleasant Mountain. Pleasant as in Patrick Stewart playing Spock. Mountain, MTN, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where you can find my various graphic design things. But you can find both Carmen and I on the Adventure.exe podcast. It's a D&D live play comedy podcast recorded right here in Vancouver, British Columbia. You can listen to it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Podbean.
And we'll, of course, have a link to that in the show notes on the blog, of course, at subspacepod.com. Okay, so until next time, the arena is closed.
Transfer complete.